Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, thanks for joining us today. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I love getting to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. And so if you're in the Atlanta area, if you're especially on the northeast side of town, we would love for you to join us any Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11, and we have a Spanish service that also meets at 11. You can learn more about the church by visiting sugarhill.church. That's just sugarhill.church on the website, and you'll get a glimpse of what our church is like. Well, oftentimes we've heard the phrase, things aren't always as they appear. It's this idea that sometimes what we see can be deceiving. Well, in the Old Testament, there's an amazing account of something that happened that reminds us of that powerful truth. It's found in 2 Kings chapter 6. When we read 2 Kings chapter 6, what we see is there's an enemy army that is fighting against the army of God. There's a king of a place called Aram that wars against Israel. And so every time Israel's making a move, every time Israel is trying to do something for God, the king of Aram wants to stop them. Well, the problem is there's a prophet in the Old Testament named Elisha. And Elisha could see what nobody else could see. God showed him what the king of Aram, the enemy, was trying to do. And so every time the king of Aram tried to booby trap the nation of Israel, every time he tried to cut them off, Elisha, the prophet of God, already knew what they were doing, and he warned the king of Israel. This is like an Old Testament version of the Roadrunner, right? Where every time the Roadrunner is just a step ahead. Well, here's what happens. The enemy king of Aram decides, how does the nation of Israel always know what I'm about to do? How are they always a step ahead of me? And so somebody tells him, there's a prophet named Elisha who tells your secrets, even the secrets you make in your bedroom. That's the problem. And so the king of Aram sends his armies to track down this prophet, Elisha. Elisha and his servant are traveling. They're outside the city camping out. And during the night, the king of Aram's armies show up and thousands of soldiers circle those two men, Elisha and his assistant. Man, think about that. This enemy king sends literally thousands and thousands and thousands of soldiers to track down these two people. The next morning, the attendant, the servant of Elisha, gets up early. He goes outside, and when he walks outside of their tent, he sees thousands of soldiers ready to kill them. I love what the Bible says in 2 Kings 6, verse 15. It says, "And the servant said to Elisha, 'Alas, my master, what shall we do?'" Now, just to be honest with you, I believe this is scripture. I believe it's absolutely accurate. But can I just say that if I was that guy, if I got up one morning from my little camping trip and there are thousands of soldiers surrounding us, ready to kill us, I don't think my response is, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" I'm thinking, we're going to die, right? This is not going to work out well. And so the servant wakes up Elisha. He's like, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?" And here's what Elisha says to him in verse 16. "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those that are with them." Now imagine that. The servant physically sees thousands of the enemy surrounding them. And yet this prophet, who's talking just to one other guy, says, "Those that are with us are more than those that are with them." Well, how could he do it? Listen to what he says. Elisha begins to pray in verse 17. He says, "I pray that you would open his eyes that he could see." See, physically, this servant could only see physically thousands of the enemy. But the moment that Elisha prayed, God opened his eyes. And when the servant looked around, it says, "And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha." See, there's more than meets the eye. That in the middle of our circumstances that feel so overwhelming, in the middle of our circumstances that feel like there is no way out, that we would stop and we would pray, "God, would you open my eyes that I may see?" Because here's the truth. When we can see as God sees, we can do what he wants us to do. When you can see as God sees, that you can see his strength, you can see his presence, you can see what he would want you to do in that moment, that when we can see as God sees, we can do what God would want us to do. Don't be discouraged today. Don't give up. Don't feel overwhelmed. Those that are with us are more than those that are with them. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.